Hey, everybody. I'm Heather Dubrow.
And I'm Dr. Terry Dubrow.
Every Friday, check out my podcast, Heather Dubrow's World.
We also have a brand new show, The Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig Show, every Tuesday.
So don't forget iTunes and Podcast One. Tune in to Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig on Tuesdays and Heather Dubrow's World every Friday.
I'm Rob Cesternino, back once again to talk to you about the Internet's most interesting news stories for the week of Tuesday, December 13th, 2016, and here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF.
That's right.
News makes you bored to death. It's time for some News AF. Factual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. News AF back once again. Tyson Apostle is shot out of a cannon this morning.
You know it. Got up at 7:30 to a crying baby.
Yes.
Nature's alarm clock.
Yes, that's not too bad, 7:30 for a crying baby.
She usually gets up at like 9, but she had shots yesterday.
Oh, That's it.
And now she's a terror this morning, so she's like throwing tantrums, which is causing Rachel to throw tantrums back at her.
Mm-hmm. Hey, better her than you, right?
The circle of tantrums.
I've tried to tell everybody to calm the AF down. I used AF wrong there, but you know what I mean.
We know what you mean. Also, here with us this morning, the man who chases the wild turkeys out there in the mountains of Utah, the eye in the sky, Danny Bryson.
Yes, I'll menace any turkey herd I see.
Yeah, you will. Did you notice, Rob, that on that Instagram story, deer herd and the turkey herd came together into one herd, and we think they were mating with each other by the end of it?
On the outdoor love couch?
Yeah, on the outdoor sex couch, yeah.
They used a lot of Scotch guard on that couch, I'm sure, where they plopped it down right there.
Yeah. So what we're referencing is that on Tyson's Instagram story, not just his regular Instagram, the Instagram story, which is blowing up right now, Tyson and Danny were out hiking, and they stumbled upon a couch that's out in the wilderness that I guess people go and copulate on. Is that right?
Correct.
And that was where Tyson proposed to Rachel?
Yes.
Yeah.
After impregnating her?
A little FYI, I know of two outdoor sex couches in the area. So if one's occupied, we can always go to the other one, Rob.
I see. I smell a business opportunity here. Why don't we create an app that maps out all sex couches in the wilderness?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in.
You're an outdoorsy guy. What's the move there? You bring a blanket? I can't imagine that you get within 500 feet of that couch.
I think once the woman sees the couch, she understands your rapey nature and decides she wants to go home. The couch, I mean, if you see it, it's sitting there. It's in a romantic place, right? But the couch itself is not romantic, so it cancels out any romantic. If it was like a swinging wooden chair, that's romantic.
A folding chair.
Yeah, but it's what it is, the backseat of a minivan that's been taken out of the car and plopped on a hillside.
Mm. Well, yeah, but some of them, if you know, some of them are old, discarded home sex couches that they've then moved to the wild.
And Tyson knows this, but just down the street from this sex chair, there is that couch, that red one that they have hidden in the trees. It's still a romantic spot, but at least you get some kind of privacy with the trees concealing you from the trail.
Well, it's the age old argument is, do you go for the view or do you go for privacy in the trees?
Yeah, I guess so. All right, so
tough call.
All of your outdoor copulation furniture questions will be answered here today on News AF, where we have a number of holiday theme stories that we're going to tackle as we get through your submission that came in at tips@newsaf or on our Facebook group, Group AF, that everybody is talking about. So many people in Group AF now. How many members? Over 1,000 members in Group AF at this point.
I just added two new members.
Two new members. Wow. You could find us on Facebook. That we are facebook.com/groups/groupaf or by searching Group AF on Facebook. All right. You ready to dive into these stories?
Born ready.
Okay. So the hottest holiday item this holiday season might be this new $85 rock from Nordstrom, which comes wrapped in a leather pouch with an extremely detailed description of, what does this say? Made solid.
Yeah.
You know, this is a sign of the end times. People have so
that's
much
the sign?
Yes. I think it says in the scriptures something about this. When people have enough expendable cash to spend it on a rock, it's, we're done.
That's it.
We thought it was when we were paying for water, but now,
no.
Now we're paying for a rock, too.
Yeah.
By the way, this is a stolen idea.
But it's a goddamn awesome looking leather pouch, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I would buy it almost for that pretty leather pouch.
Have you guys ever heard of Cards Against Humanity?
Yes.
Yes.
So, what was it? 2 years ago, they sold actual bull crap and made $180,000. And then they sold nothing for $5 and they made $75,000. And then this year, you donated money to dig a pit to nowhere. And it's kind of, I think, on the same kind of line or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, but it's not as dope as Danny and mine's Kickstarter.
The sex couches, we'll sell those sex couches online at Nordstrom's. Yeah. Let's go sell these sex couches at Nordstrom's.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what we got to do is go down to the deep south, visit every trailer park with a couch on the porch and offer them top dollar for it, then double what we paid and sell it to Nordstrom.
A piece of Americana.
Now, Tyson, have you considered getting this for Rachel, the Nordstrom rock?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, what'd she say?
I don't tell her what gifts I get her. I just surprise the hell out of her, dude. You can't go wrong with an ultra-expensive gift.
Yeah.
Have you considered buying her the News AF sex couch that's on sale now for $50,000?
Assuming,
yeah.
No?
Yeah. I mean, I got that at wholesale price, so it's only a half that. It's 25 grand.
Yeah. So there's actually a couple different versions of the Nordstrom rock. This is, I believe, the medium-sized rock that is $85. There's also a cheaper $65 version of smaller Nordstrom rock. But, Danny, apparently they've both sold out.
So you think we're not going to see the Nordstrom rock at the Nordstrom rack?
No, I don't know. They're only one letter away.
Yeah, I'm going to go browse the Nordstrom rack. I'm going to go look through all the T-shirts to see if I can find a Nordstrom rock at the Nordstrom rack. It's going to be painstaking because I don't know what section they'd put that thing in.
Yeah.
So, guys, we need to figure out the recipe. Now, obviously, Cards Against Humanity and Nordstrom.
The recipe for success.
But how is it that you can sell people something they could walk out their front door and pick up in their yard?
No, the leather pouch.
Yeah.
Look how snug the leather pouch fits. There's something about that leather pouch just fitting so snugly against that rock.
Do you think if they just sold the rock without the pouch, they still would have sold them?
Nordstrom, I think they would have.
Yeah,
Nordstrom, I mean, wouldn't have.
Tyson, what would be a better use of your money? $85 in rocks or $85 in crystals?
Well, some crystals carry bad mojo, bro, so you gotta... It depends on the crystal.
Yeah.
It depends on the healing properties of that crystal.
Yeah. We're talking power crystals that have not been cut by any blade, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it a power rock? Does it have any properties?
Nope. It can rock.
It can kill someone. It could be potentially a weapon.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess so. You could probably carry that past security on an airplane, so that's like a little bit of protection in the airport.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to be bludgeoned, you probably want to be bludgeoned by some sort of,
handsome-looking rock.
You know, designer department store rock.
Is Nordstrom selling these rocks so you can take them to the Apple store and smash their devices?
Yes.
Because that pouch offers a cushioned kind of holding
device. Yeah, it is perfect. Kabah!
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you put other things in the pouch?
No.
Just that? It's just the leather pouch?
Yeah. I mean, if you took the rock out, I guess, but I think if you try to jam your testicles or something there, it's going to displace the rock.
Could you use it as a hat for your cat?
Yeah.
Well, I love that book.
Yeah, I would take the rock out first, Tyson.
Oh, you wouldn't try displacing it?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
let's think. I mean, I thought maybe like a coin purse or something, but the problem with that is it's all misshapen and it's too loose.
Mm-hmm. How about this? You go to McDonald's, you order medium fries, you dump out the rock, you put the fries in the leather pouch, and now you're classy.
Well, Danny, I was thinking the same thing, but instead of fries, I feel like it's a very fancy hash brown holder, that they give you
yes.
one of these.
So you don't burn your fingers.
Yes.
And you can suck on the leather pouch after it absorbs all the grease.
I think that leather just naturally absorbs the grease. I think it just sort of like keeps
the
leather.
That's the beauty of leather.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know my face absorbs a bunch of grease all the time.
And your face does look and have the texture of leather.
Yeah. It is technically pre-leather.
No,
pre-leather.
Right? Yeah. Tyson, do you think that there's a business opportunity here to undercut Nordstrom and come out with a new designer $55 rock that we could be selling this holiday season since the $85 Nordstrom rocks are sold out?
Yeah, encased in a tube sock.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That would be
that's
perfect.
That's a real weapon right there.
Yeah, the rock in
that mofo. Yeah, it's a smash. No, I think we're more onto something with the hash brown holder.
Yes. So how could we, like, are we selling the hash browns? Are we selling the hash
brown
holder?
Just the leather sleeve. The leather sleeve, and inside is 5 free hash browns, and we sell that for, like, I don't know, $130. And then you can, like, boop, boop. You can do the double one, too, because I bet if you stacked 2 hash browns on top of each other, are you even kidding me right now what I just invented?
Double hash brown holder.
Yeah.
I think that's too much hash brown.
You think?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen the science on the subject.
I think the only thing you can overload on at McDonald's is McGriddles.
I agree, because I've had 2 and nearly killed.
I've never had one.
That's all you can handle.
Yeah,
if you can handle 2 and feel good, then you are not human, bro.
Danny, you've had 2 in your life, or you had 2 in one sitting?
2 in one morning.
Two in one morning is impossible.
And
you
it
feel
nearly
horrible.
Killed me.
Yeah,
I'm lucky to be here.
Because you've never had a McGriddle, bro?
No, I never had it.
So they're like a breakfast sandwich. They are a breakfast sandwich. But for the buns, they have miniature pancakes with cubes of syrup baked right into it.
Yeah.
So you get the sweet and savory.
Yeah.
But it's too much sweet and savory to eat 2 of them. It's not filling. Like, 2, you're still not even full, but you're definitely going to have a migraine and heart arrhythmia. You know?
I'd like to hear the creation story behind the McGriddle. Like, the guy heard a voice in his head late one night in the kitchen as he was...
2 beings brighter than the sun.
Yeah. And so
descended upon him.
And so it's quite a creation, Rob. I would encourage you to at least try it once.
Okay. I would love to. I mean, I just have not had the opportunity. I feel like I so rarely get to have the McDonald's breakfast. And I feel like there's so many other things that I want to have eggs. I want to have so many different things.
You just order the eggs at McDonald's?
No, I would get an egg sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can get eggs on your McGriddle.
And the secret is, according to my own personal theories, if you get the egg white, and a listener can correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like if you get the egg white sausage egg McGriddle, they make it more fresh because they don't have those egg white ones sitting on the side just waiting, you know, under the heat lamp.
All right. Well, we'll see. Okay. We'll see if any of our listeners can attest to that. One other interesting holiday item that I saw from a CNN report that was on The Rock. There's actually another hot item that somehow was created by Arianna Huffington, which is
catch 'em all.
Which is a phone charging bed. It's a bed for your smartphone. Danny, have you seen this?
No, where is it?
So
I'm looking for it.
Yeah, I guess I could send you guys a link to it. I don't know if it's going to help, but basically it is, if you Google like Arianna Huffington phone bed.
I'm picturing a miniature bed that you lay your phone on and it's wireless and you can put the blankets and a pillow under it. And
yes.
Oh, God, it's so cute.
Yes.
No, that's not what it is. Is it?
It's exactly what it is, except it's not wireless.
Oh, guys, we can improve upon this. My dad always said, if you want to make money in an existing market, do things cheaper or better.
Yes.
Mm, sound advice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing cheaper or better?
I'm making it wireless.
Okay. So you're
wireless
gonna improve
charging
on this.
So yeah. I'm making it better.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know necessarily. I think it has to do more with the phone than like if your phone can't do wireless charging, then it doesn't really...
should at least have wireless charging capabilities, and you can do either or at that point.
Yeah. So it's just like a little bed, and it has a mattress, and then you like put your phone in it, and then you like tuck your phone in, and you put like a blanket over it. How soon until one of these goes on fire, Danny?
probably within the first week after these ship.
Have you ever accidentally had your phone under your pillow when you've gone to sleep and wake up and it's just like roasting hot?
I've never put my phone underneath my pillow, I don't think.
Well, like I'll have it sometimes. I'll just like lay it on the side on the bed because I'm done looking at it for the evening, and it will just like make its way under my pillow because I don't want it to drop off the bed.
Yeah.
And like I'll wake up and be like, oh, I should charge that, and I'll reach under, and because I've been compressing, smothering it for hours and hours, it is roasting, dude. So I can imagine that this bed, is it a king bed? Like, can you fit two phones?
Yeah, I think you could fit 10 phones and also iPads. It's a little bit of a bunk bed. You could slide iPads in.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That's too big. That's not realistic. If it's going to be a phone bed, it should have, so you can have a couple, like two side by side, and maybe a littler phone to come in in the middle of the night when it has a bad dream. It can be in between the two bigger phones, you know?
Like iPod Mini.
Yeah, like an iPod Mini.
Right. Kelly Lynch in the Group AF has shared a picture of this. If you haven't seen, if you can't visualize it yet, there's an article from The Verge on the phone bed.
I'm afraid if I look at a picture, it will destroy the cute little image I already have in my head of this bed.
Yeah.
You know, when we're sitting on the depleted planet Earth where all the resources have been stripped, we think we'll look back on this bed and say, that was a mistake. Maybe we shouldn't have exhausted resources on the phone bed or the Nordstrom pouch or the can that holds air that they shipped to China. I mean, I think that we're going to have some regrets.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Probably. You know, there's also a lot of people that are very upset about the idea of iPhones and Android devices sharing a bed. Yeah. That's been deemed very controversial, and there are a lot of places that won't even show you a picture of both devices in the same bed. They have to
get
separate.
It's the 21st century.
No,
you're kidding me?
No, people are still upset.
They're probably in the South.
Yeah.
Is it the South?
People are not down with inter-brand bed sharing.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just telling you that there's, you know, there's a lot of people that are still not okay with that.
You know, Tyson and I are an example of a modern day phone relationship. You know, he has an Android, I have an iPhone, but we're still best friends.
Yeah.
If we can do it, so can you.
But people, are those phones sharing a bed?
We're fine with phones sharing a bed.
Yeah.
And dude,
it's their choice.
You think they're just in our pockets while we're on the outdoor sex couch? Yeah, right, Rob.
Oh, they have their own companion couch.
Yeah.
There's a little teeny phone couch for them.
Yeah. There's an outdoor sex bed for smartphones.
Yeah, it's a sex couch.
Now.
It's also a couch.
It's a couch. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so be on the lookout for that in your stocking this year. All right.
Phone. The outdoor sex couch for phones.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So a University of Toronto student program has created something called Neural Karaoke. And has taken the ability to use a digital photo and creating a song from a photo. The computer has actually been able to compose a holiday song.
From a photo?
From a photo. Yes.
I thought it was creating it from like brainwaves or something.
No, no. So we have the world's first computer composed holiday song.
And what photo did we show it?
I'm not sure exactly what. I think a holiday
It looks
photo.
Like a Christmas tree with presents underneath and bulbs and stuff.
Let's hear it.
Okay, this is the world's first computer-generated holiday song.
Christmas tree is filled with flowers. I swear, it is Christmas Eve. I hope that is what you say. Christmas present in the world is a blessing. I'm
it's catchy.
The best Christmas present in the world is a blessing.
Yeah, that's pretty deep for a machine.
Yeah,
I like it.
A hundred and a half hours. I'm glad to meet you. I can hear the music coming from the hall.
Is that the real song?
Yeah, that's, listen, that's the lyrics song right here.
That's the lyrics? Can when does this thing drop in a whole album, bro? Because I know the singles here, and that is sick. But I feel like these guys, I bet this computer could be on par with like The Who or The Styx or somebody like that, where they do a whole rock opera story in an album.
Yeah.
Dude, what if we got Chad to sing this? I bet you this is right like the Croak wrote a song for Nickelback right here. Yeah, the Croak.
Yeah. And the computer's Canadian too, right? Yeah, the Edge would be in.
This is the first song for our CIA supergroup.
Yeah, so it's Chad Kroeger, the computer, and the Edge. All rock it out. The computer could do it all, so it's like lead vocals, backup vocals, and any instrument, and then the Edge will play guitar
poorly.
Well,
listen to these last couple sentences that the computer wrote.
Yeah.
A fairy tale, a Christmas tree, there are lots and lots and lots of flowers. That is a Nickelback song right there.
Yeah, you know, I think everybody's going to get on the computer for like, these lyrics don't even make any sense. Have you listened to any other Christmas song?
Yeah.
Find me the Christmas song that makes sense.
Well, they're trying to get rid of Baby It's Cold Outside because they say that it's too rapey.
I mean, so date rapey.
Yeah, I mean, the Christmas songs are Christmas songs. It's all about just, they're the Christmas songs because they're the songs we sing at Christmas, right?
Because they're not good enough to sing year round.
Yeah. Right.
So this could become the first supergroup Christmas song that's played in Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, play. Yes, to torture people.
Yeah.
All right.
Dude, Chad Kroeger is making billions off those government contracts.
Yeah. I wonder if this computer could create another series of News AF jingles. Like if they showed them a picture of us, what would it write?
Oh, dude, probably the fattest beat since.
Three men, happy Biggie. Time, laughter, 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 blessing.
Outdoor sex couch.
Sex couch, Scotch guard, running turkey baster.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I might be a computer. I have been watching Westworld, so I am beginning to wonder.
Yeah, how did it go last week? Did you watch the 1973 Westworld?
Oh, dude, of course I did. Did you?
No, I didn't watch it. I watched the 2016 season finale.
Oh, well, I watched that on Sunday when it ended, and I watched the movie. So basically, I'll give a short synopsis, spoiler alerts, but not full spoiler alerts.
Okay.
They go to Westworld. It's way stupider than the Westworld that we just witnessed in 2016. And the two guys that go into Westworld, they spend like half the time in their hotel room just like hanging out, taking naps and stuff. And then they go to the bar and things like that. And then Yul Brynner, who's like the crazy cowboy robot who starts gaining like some, what would you call it?
Sentience.
It's becoming, sentience. Yeah, self-aware.
Self-aware. It just starts following one. He murders everybody and then follows the one guy who he hasn't murdered. And so for like 30 minutes, it's just Yul Brynner walking fast like a robot chasing this guy as the guy's like looking back horrified the whole time. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
I won't tell you how it ends, but.
Was it good? Do you recommend it?
It's hilarious. I recommend it if you have a group of people there who have all seen the show Westworld and. But I think not by yourself.
Did you watch Future World yet?
I'm watching it tonight.
Okay.
Yul Brynner's back, even though, spoiler alert, he gets all burned up in the first one.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's another holiday trend for 2016. So this story is sent to us by Emily Reed, who says that a London Christmas market is advertising a new holiday trend, Christmas lights in beard. They are going to allow for hipsters that have like these big bushy beards to be able to add Christmas lights to them. Danny, do you think this is going to catch on?
Catch on fire?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Oh, Tyson, we both snagged that one. Rob
snagged the fire, and I said hopefully in the event that they do catch on fire. I don't prefer hipster beards. I prefer the more manly, like Duck Dynasty, unkempt.
As long as they don't put Samsung phones in there, I think they're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, could you combine the charging bed with, like, if you could have some sort of, like, battery charger that you could turn your beard into
some sort of
phone bed where you could be sticking the phone in there and charging it?
Yeah, like in a little beard nest?
Yeah.
What would happen if you went to these people and asked for the Christmas lights to be put in your pubic hair? You think they'd still do it?
Well,
I bet they'd just give you the lights and be like, here, it's $12 for the lights. Do it yourself.
We're not certified.
Yeah.
And we don't have enough plastic gloves.
Yeah, we don't have the licensing. We don't have the proper state licensing to do this.
Yeah.
Or scrotal lighting.
Yeah. You could wrap around under the chode onto your butt hair, too.
All right.
No, you've gone too far. Once you've passed the chode, it's too far.
Okay.
Yeah. So this event is going to be on Sunday, December 11th, the Pimp My Beard opportunity.
Oh my God, exhibit's going to be there?
Yeah. So no word on how this ultimately went over the weekend.
Well, no one caught fire or else we would have heard of it.
Yes. Yeah,
this is another beard trend because a while ago, all the guys in the spring were putting flowers in their beards.
Flowers.
You know, beards are so great. Why are you always having to find stuff to put in them?
Mm.
You know, why can't a beard just be enough? Is the beard not that cool? You have to put stuff in it? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, then I think this is probably it for a little bit, right? What are you going to do on anything for the Super Bowl?
You're going to put some cheese dip
and
chips sprinkled about the beard.
Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day, whatever gets in it on the outdoor sex couch, you know?
Yes. Yes. I do feel like the guy with this beard is probably the most likely user of the outdoor sex couch.
It's a great companion to the couch itself. It's some good lighting. You can see the your date's face.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. Your light.
Sure. Danny, how does a person that has these Christmas lights in their beard, how is this person using a shower?
Very carefully. I'm imagining they're using a shower cap over maybe their beard. Do they make a beard shower cap?
Mm. A lot of these guys with these kinds of beards don't regularly shower.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so it's kind of the perfect market for these guys, I think.
Yeah, if anybody was going to be attaching electrical wiring to themselves, this is the best candidate. Yeah.
So is it all self-contained? Like, is it all inside the beard? Is there a requirement for beard size to have the lights?
I would guess so, because my beard, and what technically is a beard at this point, because at a certain point, it's just scruff.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
you'd have to have a monster beard.
Like, right. Do I have a beard right now?
No.
Yeah. Well, Tyson, a couple of options here. I think that tinsel, can work with just scruff. But I think what they should do is you should have the opportunity that this could be like a new growth industry of if you don't have a beard yet, they should come up with a Christmas wreath, which is like a beard. Where you would have, instead of a beard, some sort of a wreath that you would put on your lower chin.
They already have those beard hats. Have you seen those?
The beard hat?
It's a beanie with a beard attached, like a knit beard attached to it. So when you pull it on, there's a beard sitting there,
it's
a face warmer.
It's for bakers.
Posers. Yeah. Sure.
Posers, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, hipsters are not pleased with those beard beanies.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Well, why is that?
Because these hipsters gave up a lot of personal relationships, etc., to grow these beards.
The sacrifice was never made.
Is that fair? If you know, have large chested women come out against women who get a breast augmentation? I mean, I feel like that we would not condone that if that was a thing going on.
I know, but that's the thing the women's front is so, you know, the battle's been fought. We haven't even fought the battle here on the fake beards yet.
Yeah. Okay, I just think that people should be accepting of people with beard implants.
I know, Rob, you're a good man, but...
They're not implants. It's not like they're getting hair plugs on their chin.
It's more like a toupee.
Yeah, it's more like a toupee.
Are you anti-toupee, Danny?
A chin toupee. I don't care. If you want to have that on your face, that's fine. Chances are I won't see you.
Will you still visit an outdoor sex couch with a man with a beard toupee on his face?
Well, it's probably embarrassing for the other person when they
pull the beard off.
Or it becomes askew, you know? Yeah. It's just same issue with the toupee. It's like she's just going to say, that's not a real beard. That's actually what attracted me to you in the first place.
Let's wait till it gets dark and then don't look at me or touch my face.
Well, that's also the problem, that if you have the beard lights, it never gets dark.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Now you've hosed yourself.
The beardless can't win. It's not the first time I've said that. You know, we're living hard lives here, Rob, Danny, and myself.
Mm-hmm.
None of us have beards. None of us have access to the beard lights. It's like, what are we supposed to do, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. We just have to, you know, decorate our houses.
Keep on keeping on, I guess, man.
Until Chia Pet comes up with some kind of beard
growth serum.
Yeah.
That'd be
the
helpful.
The peanut butter solution?
Yes. I've seen that movie, Tyson.
Oh, my God. You have?
Yeah. Yeah.
I said, thinking maybe one listener would, like, get on Twitter and be
I've seen that movie, and it's about a kid that, he ends up, growing his hair really long. But then, there's the really part that's, burned into my memory is that the kid has, a friend, right?
Yeah.
And then the kid, that doesn't he put the peanut butter solution in someplace that he should not?
Yeah, I think so, but I don't exactly remember because I tried finding this movie. It's impossible to find to watch again, but I remember watching it in theaters when I was young. It was these little kid movie packages where you get to see a movie a week throughout the summer.
Yeah.
And what happens was this kid wanted to grow some hair. I don't know if he was bald or what. So he found this recipe from this magical person.
Probably a witch.
The hair started growing so long that it was sapping his strength. So he was just in a coma. And then people kidnapped him and were making paintbrushes out of human hair because they were the most desired paintbrushes of all time, or they were magical or something like that. And so somebody had to save him.
Yeah.
Man, what a good movie.
They don't make them like that anymore.
They don't make them like that anymore. All right. Let's talk about another holiday story that's going on right now. And this is about a woman in Florida who had been noticing that her holiday lights were repeatedly going missing. Over 150 bulbs were missing, and she couldn't figure out what was going on. And ultimately, she set up a security camera, which revealed these findings. And let's go to our ABC Action News team in Tampa Bay for more on this story.
The tonight has a warning for people decorating their homes with Christmas lights. Beware of bulb bandits. She couldn't figure out where all her holiday lights were disappearing to, so she set up a camera, and yep, she discovered the culprit, a squirrel.
Yeah, a bulb bandit, Tyson.
Oh,
a
my squirrel. Goodness, dude. A squirrel.
A squirrel.
Do you think that this squirrel was on meth? I mean, it's Florida, yeah. The squirrel was on meth.
You found some flocka flakes? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure, and, sure.
Yeah. Sounds like a breakfast cereal. Flocka flakes?
Flocka flakes. Delish.
Why did the squirrel need 150 light bulbs? Was it for its tail? Was he trying to be decorative after he saw all of these beards with Christmas lights in them?
Price showing off.
He's going to be bummed when winter comes and he goes to eat those things and it's just glass in his mouth.
Does glass have any vitamins in it?
Probably not many. Now
he's in for a long winter.
So Tyson, now we didn't even know that squirrels could be stealing light bulbs from stuff. So where does that ultimately change your hierarchy of rodent offensiveness as presented here in this infographic from Sean Falconer? You have squirrels as the number two least offensive rodent. Yep. Does that make them more offensive or less offensive now that they are stealing light bulbs?
They're staying put because everything below that
is so disgusting.
Steals way more shit. Like
pizzas.
The pizzas. They steal.
Even the field mouse. You don't want to bump the field mouse up. Field mice are not stealing any light bulbs.
They're only spreading disease.
Yeah. No, we can't bump the field mouse out because
it is cute.
Well, here's the thing, dude. Would you rather have a field mouse in your house or a squirrel in your house?
Oh, a field mouse, 100%. A squirrel is
so it depends. So in nature, in a natural setting, the squirrel is less offensive. But in an unnatural setting like a human house, goddamn, you do not want a squirrel in there, bro.
I mean,
especially when you have that dog in there too, Rob. Imagine your dog chasing that squirrel around, wreaking havoc, and then Nicole yelling at, threatening to ground both of those things, and you can't even ground either one. And Rachel would just be like, I don't even know what Rachel would do. She'd probably just be like, hey, call me when the squirrel's outside and when you've cleaned up after the squirrel. And I was like, well, it was nice to know you.
Yeah. I mean, there's a mouse in the house. It's like, okay, I guess we'll go get a mouse trap. A squirrel in your house is like game over.
Yeah.
I don't even know what my dad used to do with mice in the house?
What?
He didn't want to kill them. So he would chase him around with a towel and throw the towel over the mouse and then grab it with his hands, go outside and release the mouse. I don't think you could do that with a squirrel, dude. It would be hard to get a squirrel out of your house without harming it.
Or it harming you.
Or it harming you. They'd be all scratchy eyeball shit, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's intense. That's intense.
So, yeah. So the hierarchy, that's obviously in natural settings.
Natural settings.
Yeah. Okay. No, let's just leave it like it is.
Danny, are you concerned at all about any squirrels coming in and messing with your holiday lights?
It's like a number two concern he's always had.
It seems like, well, first of all, I didn't put up any lights. And when my wife was like, why don't you put up lights? I said, why don't you put up the lights and figure out why I didn't put up the lights? Because it's like, yeah, they look great. But just to put it on one like tree just takes all day. And my hands are cold. And I'm like, I don't care about Christmas that much. I wonder what a squirrel would steal if it got into your house. Like, do you think he'd take off the keys from your keyboard? I mean, what kind of things can he just pull apart?
The mischievous squirrel, yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, so,
and he'd be pulling out, moving everything, digging around in your potted plants.
The worst thing he could do is touch my toothbrush, because that would take me over the edge.
Oh,
I'd just set my house
first.
On fire and walk away.
He'd do that first.
You think that's what he would go for first?
I feel like he would. He would know instinctively that anything touching my toothbrush causes me to melt down.
If Rachel asked me to put the lights on,
Rachel
asked me to put the lights on outside, I'd be like, no. And she'd be like, why not? I'd be like, because squirrels.
Well, now I have I should actually use this. Why don't you put up the Christmas lights? And then the first thing I'll say is, because it's almost Christmas. And the second thing I would say, squirrels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know my son was saying to me, like, now we have to put Christmas lights outside. And I just, like, changed the subject, and then he, like, went on to something else.
Yeah. What did you say? Happy Meals?
No, Happy Meals. I was just like, hey, look, here's your iPad. And then he forgot
then
about
he disappeared
it.
He disappeared for 6 hours while he was watching something on the
iPad.
Yeah,
he went to
iPad.
Go watch surprise egg videos for a while, and then came back. Let's test Tyson here, because that in our Facebook group you said that you would be able to do something, so let's see if you can back that up, Tyson.
Okay,
so,
one second, let me get the word up here.
Yes,
I have practiced saying it a little bit, but I have not listened to the correct pronunciation. So this is me based on my 3 years in Austria, where I took one German class and then everybody wanted to speak English to me. Mm-hmm. So what you give us the background first, and I'll go from there.
So at the end of the year, I probably will have more stories like this over the next couple of weeks. There's all of these words of the year that come out. And so from Austria, they have announced there were two letters in it. And Tyson is going to attempt to pronounce this word, which is a German word meaning the postponement of the repeat runoff of the presidential election. Apparently, there's a lot of that going on in the world.
Mm. Yeah. First of all, when you look at these German words, you have to understand that their grammatics aren't the same as ours. So they don't put spaces in between things. So while technically you look at this and it is one word, it's actually made up of like four different words.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? I'm going to do it slow because I don't think I can do it fast. Bundespräsident Einstieg wahl Wiederholungsverschiebung.
Danny? Is that right?
You know what? I don't know.
I'll give it to you.
And I don't know what he actually just said.
Einstein wahl Wiederholungsverschiebung.
Yeah.
Close enough.
That's
I don't think anyone in Austria would understand you, but...
No, they would if they've been using this word a bunch. Oh, he's trying to say Bundespräsident... I can't say it fast.
Say it as quickly as you can.
Bundespräsident... One more time. Because I'm breaking it into the German words. Because they're... Okay, well, I have to. Bundespräsident Einstieg... Wahl Wiederholungsverschiebung.
Okay. And again,
good enough.
I think he had to be more guttural, more like,
Danny got it perfect. The German the German contingent is going to definitely be like, he's right.
He nailed it.
He said that right. It was more about how you deliver it rather than what you say.
He was angry, and that was, we know exactly what he was talking
about. Right. Again, this is postponement of the repeat runoff of the presidential election. Danny, what does that mean?
I don't know. I've decided, as I started reading this article, not to devote too much mental energy to the article itself.
That's fine.
It means that the election lasted way too long. It kept going and going and going longer than it should have.
Heard that. Okay. Let's talk about another holiday story making a lot of headlines. We talked, I believe, a couple of weeks ago about the Cheetos catalog. So apparently it's a real thing, and a lot of items have been sold out from the Cheetos online catalog. Danny, could you verify that? Was it, the Cheetos catalog was a real thing?
I'm going to double check.
The one thing when I first saw this story that I was thinking was, I hope they take Marlboro points.
Oh, yeah, because I feel like that Marlboro really was doing this for a long time before Cheetos came along.
Yeah, and I've amassed a large amount of points trying to get that leather jacket. But now, with all this Cheeto gear coming out, maybe I'll just transfer my Marlboro points to Cheeto points.
It's either real or it's really good fake news. It's one of those two things. But it's on a lot of more respected websites that don't appear to be coming.
Yeah, the question you have to ask yourself is, could a 16-year-old Macedonian boy create this story?
Why does it have to be a Macedonian boy?
Because that's where the majority of the fake news seems to be coming from. And they tend to be teenagers.
You're saying it could be a female?
Yeah, why can't it be a Macedonian girl?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Look at all these things that are sold out. Okay, the Flamin' Hot Pants.
Yeah, but that could be anything, because what if they only made one?
It doesn't matter. They're sold out, Tyson. You can't get one. That's what I'm surprised about. I can't get these things.
No. You're a celebrity onesie. As a podcast host.
Yes.
And I feel like there's a way that you can get these.
Now,
Tyson, I see your item right here, the Chester Cheetahs bathing brief.
Are they sold out?
Yeah. I think that is what Tyson wore on Heroes versus Villains, right?
Yeah. Leopard print.
Yeah, were you sponsored by Cheetos?
Now, could we combine this? Could we potentially sell a leather pouch that you could fill with Cheetos so you don't get any orange Cheeto stuff on your fingers?
Yeah. Here's what we'd need. And this is different because I know we're on the leather pouch thing, but I think more of like a Pez dispenser with Cheetos because then you don't have to touch the Cheeto.
How do you
all.
Load
You're
it? Kick.
They come preloaded and they're a one-time use only, and then you just toss that plastic apparatus in the garbage, man.
Yeah.
Or you collect it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Now,
I think some of these things are fake. I think the eye of the cheetah.
What was that?
Wasn't real. If it's what real, whoever bought
cheetah?
That, I know they listen to this podcast. I want to see it.
Well, could you explain it for the podcast listeners?
The eye of a cheetah, let me click on it. I'm sure they've got a real rich description, is supreme luxury meets timeless elegance with Eye of the Cheetah from the Chestora Collection. Shimmer and sparkle wherever you go with this dazzling 18,000 yellow gold ring and earring set that highlights the magnificent tail of yours truly.
Okay.
So it's an earring ring set. Seems to have, it has a 6.5 millimeter orange sapphire. One in each earring. Total carat weight is 2.89.
How much is it?
It has a black diamond. It costs $20,000.
And it's sold out?
Does it look pretty good?
Yeah, they probably only made like one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's how that whole thing is. If you have a website with most stuff sold out, you look successful.
You do. It's like, it's a great, great strategy.
They got us with the leather rock, and now we want one super bad.
Mm-hmm.
You think Kanye bought
this? Definitely bought that. He borrowed some money from somebody to buy that.
He borrowed some money from the Facebook guy and bought this for Kim.
He is a good man.
Okay. My other question on the Cheetos catalog, is it a real website or is it a like paper catalog, Danny? Do you know?
I'm on the website right now.
What's the website
around
for that?
I'm going to get some toilet paper. It's Cheetostore.com.
Cheetostore.com? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll see if we can get. Are you, Tyson, is there anything that you want from the Cheeto store in case Rachel's listening?
Yeah. Do they have a leather jacket?
They have toilet paper available, slippers available, and a silky scarf, which I'm sure Rachel
would
love.
Which one looks the best?
Well, the scarf is definitely going to be fashionable. You're going to want to wear that on all
the
time.
Let's go with the scarf. I like slippers, too.
Slippers are $29. The scarf is
I can afford both of those things.
So, again, I go back to my previous statement about precious resources being wasted on
Okay.
This is another thing to add to the long list.
Add to the long list of future regrets.
Well, and let's talk about our most submitted story of the week. And again, this story may be not suitable for all audiences. Last year, we extensively covered the Starbucks Red Cup controversy. But this time around, it's another large chain restaurant that is causing controversy with its holiday cup. The McDonald's Holiday Cup has come out, and there has been a discovery made of that once you see it, you cannot unsee it. Now, Tyson, this seems like a nice cup.
Yeah,
yeah,
it seems fine. It's just two mittens, right?
Just two mittens to paint the picture for our podcast listeners. The McDonald's cup is a red holiday cup. There's
like a Christmas red.
Yeah, a Christmas red, a wintry scene. And then across the front is warmest greetings in red text over two interlocking white mittens. But apparently one intrepid, what would you call this? Like a Danny, a vandal? Who was that? How did somebody discover this? A visionary.
A visionary.
Disturbed person realized that if you took the thumbprints or the thumb parts of the mittens and turned those into fingers, it does appear as though someone is assuming a position you might if you were being screened by the TSA.
Yeah. Doing a little body cavity search.
A body cavity search position. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I just barely saw
that. Did that take forever?
I wouldn't normally think that it would take me that long.
You have a problem with those Magic Eye posters, don't you, Danny?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, it's a ship. I'm seeing the ship on the cup.
Right. Now, is this a PR issue for McDonald's, Tyson?
Well, I mean, they've been making dangerous food forever, and that hasn't seemed to really hurt them. So I think that this is going to be fine.
That'll be fine. Danny, what do you think?
This will blow over.
I'm completely off this story because Tyson just came up with a great idea. Why don't they incorporate more of those C&I posters or whatever it is on like cups and stuff? Wouldn't that be fun? Everybody at the coffee stop.
Going half cross-eyed and then relaxing their eyeballs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I like that they're expensive to print.
And then you can make perverted
stuff.
Whatever
happened to those Magic Eye posters?
Whatever happened to those Magic Eye posters? Right?
Ken loved them.
Yes, he loved them. Yes, many.
Yeah.
So that can once you, like with the Magic Eye posters, once you see it, can you unsee it, Danny?
I don't, it's been so long. I probably haven't seen one since
I mean, this cup
high.
Is burned into my mind's eye. I'll never forget this.
Yeah. This is seared into my brain and now it's an image I shall never forget.
I mean, you don't think that they were going for this?
Somebody was going for it. I think somebody was going for it.
No, I think the person who carries the most responsibility is the guy who points it out first. Cause look, I mean, I could probably look around my room, and if I stared at them long enough, with
all you'd see is dicks.
You could be like, put a D on it everywhere you look. So I think the person who points it out first is the person responsible. This was just an innocent message. It looks actually like the gloves are trying to cover the eyes of the snowflakes to shield them.
I think I could actually do more art to this to make it even more realistic.
Yes.
Oh, like, no. There's no b-hole.
No, okay. Right. So you think this is fine. People are overreacting, Tyson.
Well, Fine, I don't know, but the
or are people going to be rushing out to get this cup?
Yeah, people will go out to get this cup and do this drawing. I'm sure this drawing has now been repeated a bajillion times, and it will be repeated even more now that we've covered the story. As our listeners run out and they're like, get a group of friends. Mm-hmm. Look what I just made on this McDonald's cup. I invented it. Thank you very much. And everybody will give them high fives.
Yes, with mittens.
With mittens.
Yeah. Danny, will you be drinking anything out of this cup?
Only soda. If it's soda.
Well, I don't think they'll serve soda in this cup.
Demand.
Well, I would demand
the McCafe cup. That's right.
Yeah, I'd be like, I would like a large soda, but in the
right.
McCafe
only a dollar.
Cup. It doesn't fit. It's not big
compress
enough.
It. Mm-hmm.
Do it.
I will say
soda.
I will say the actual like positioning of the mittens. It's hard to imagine that why you would have that gesture. It does feel like when you really start to think about it. Why did McDonald's choose this image to go on a cup?
Well,
you know, Rob, if you stop to think about anything too long, especially conspiracy theories, they all start to make sense.
I see. When I look at that, I see like they're holding the warmest greetings out. See, warmest greetings.
I feel like that'd be more like the open hand.
Yeah, no. Tyson's right. It's open palms. You're looking at the palm.
Right. You're looking at your own hands in pretty much. So you're looking at it just like cupping warm greetings.
Cupping warm greetings. But I'm holding them in. I'm not giving them out. I'm not like arms extended.
Then you're cupping your own. Then you're cupping your own warmest greetings.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving you the warmest greetings that you're then cupping and drinking.
To me, this is warmest greetings. Like I'm covering my heart. I'm not opening and being accepting to the world and sharing my warmest greetings and make cafe.
Yeah, you got to protect yourself, man. You don't want to get hurt. You got to put up a little bit of a wall.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Proverbial.
There is no way to be more open to the world than to be in the position of the defaced cup, no?
Yeah. So maybe that's exactly what they were going for, Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah. They always talk about, or there have been articles about how you sleep tells a lot about mm-hmm. who you are, right? And some positions that you sleep in make you more susceptible as a person. I don't even think they put this position as one of them because this is probably the most open you've
So I cry. I curl up in a ball and sob. What is that?
With your phone under your pillow.
With my phone under my pillow.
Yeah. And you use a lot of Inkwell.
Yeah,
I've
a
noticed,
lot.
So.
Also,
that means I'm healthy.
The assumed position of the person on the defaced cup is ironically one of the positions taken by the two girls that also had one cup. Right. Right.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I never saw that video.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything. All right. Danny.
I need to click off. I need to find the page.
Which page?
There we go. I'm better. I'm out of the trance. The one with the picture of the cup. Back.
From one bolt hole to another, let's go and talk about Danny. What's been showing up in your bolt hole?
One second. Let me read the review of the week first, and then we'll do the bolt hole.
Okay.
Because this is pertinent. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
News AF, always funny, 5 stars by YJFJDHSXTIDKFHKVNNK.
Is that an Austrian word?
I can't drink. Yeah, that's Austrian. I won't try to pronounce it. I can't drink my Crystal Pepsi or Krispy Kreme flavored soda while listening to the podcast because it may cause me to spit it out by laughing. As much as I love listening, I have one complaint. I am requesting the return of Danny's Bolt Hole theme song. It is a highlight of the podcast and must be brought back.
All right, I'll do it right now. Ready? Where have you been? Please come in. Share something with me in my bolt hole. Tyson, give me a chorus.
There.
Do you dare look in? It's not a sin. Please come
cram
in
there.
To Danny's bolt
cram
hole.
It there. Cram it there.
That was
there.
More like a Christmas themed one.
Cram it there.
And then.
Cram it there.
You only do 5 cram in there, Tyson.
Yeah.
Remember, we talked about this.
Yeah.
So, first of all, a word of warning right out of the gate in my bullet hole. Tyson, this is kind of a serious article, so I'm not going to read the whole thing.
Should I take my headphones off?
But, okay. No, keep them on. Okay. You need to hear this. The Atlantic had an article about how casinos enable gambling addicts. Yeah, we know.
No, that, right? I didn't know that. What?
Yeah, well, the next line speaks specifically to Tyson. It says, modern slot machines develop an unbreakable hold on many players, some of whom wind up losing their jobs, their families, and even in the case of Scott Stevens.
I don't even have a job.
It should also causes men to embarrass themselves by going to special places to get loans on their
credit card loan.
A credit card loan. So I just wanted to throw that out there this holiday season, Tyson, that those slot machines have an unbreakable hold or may have.
I know they do.
Tyson, what was the name of the slot machine that you kept playing in Reno? I know there was the Lucky Lizard. Was that what it was?
Chameleon Spin.
I thought you were going to say it was called Unbreakable Hole.
Chameleon Spin and Blazing Sevens.
All right. So after that sobering message.
Yeah, very, Tyson, yes.
My brother pointed me to this story and actually showed up today on a site I was visiting. And there's a museum in Japan. We love talking about Japan, right? This one man has created a museum filled with rocks that look like faces.
Like Mount Rushmore?
Rocks? No, like tiny little rocks that look like faces.
How much do those cost?
A lot of his time wandering around. They're not for sale.
Museum.
These are pieces These are priceless. Of art. He's created his own museum, and it has 1,700 rocks that look like human faces.
Wow.
So what we've done on this show, I think, essentially, is created the perfect itinerary for a visit to Japan.
Or Florida.
You order a Domino's pizza. You have to go visit Burger King to get a black bun hamburger. Maybe go to a fashion store to get some KFC nail polish. And then with whatever spare time you have left, you've got to go visit this beautiful rock
museum.
Okay. Same with me. When are we doing this? Danny and I might actually go to Japan in a little bit.
Why?
Yeah,
because our friend is going out there for work, and he said we can stay with him for free.
Whoa.
Do you want to go, Rob?
Yeah.
We're all like going to like sleep in like one room with like
picture this.
Some guys
one
house?
Hotel room, four dudes.
Yeah, imagine the smells. And by the way, there'll be way more room in that hotel room than on the sex couch.
So if you were like debating between doing the sex couch or the Japan trip, you're definitely going to have more personal space on the Japan trip.
Right.
And we can think of all the food we could eat that we talk about, and we can go to this museum.
All right. Imagine your snap story.
Let me think about it.
Perfect trip.
Okay, have you come? Do you have an answer for us yet?
I need to think about it longer.
Oh.
You've thought about it. Now, what do you think?
Right. I feel like we've given you enough time.
One more story. Well, I just want to throw this out there because I know a lot of our listeners, probably maybe some of them have just graduated. They're looking for a job, and I've got a sweet job opportunity for those millennials if they want to work. They've got a good gig in their parents' basement. I understand that. There is a firm in London that is hiring people to be emoji translators.
Mm-hmm. Emoji translators.
So, emoji translators. If you feel like you are well-versed, at least as decent as Tyson is in speaking German, if you are as good with emojis as Tyson is with German, you might have a place at this firm translating emojis
for old
people. I
feel like this is like under the same vein of translating the Bible. It's up to your own interpretation.
I think you're onto something.
That's
right.
A good point.
It's up to your own interpretation. This guy obviously wants to poop on your face and then smoke a cigarette and chase bunnies.
And eat some eggplant?
A bunch of eggplant. Yeah,
Tyson, I think you stumbled onto the best million-dollar idea that we've had on this show of that we need to convert the Bible into emoji.
Oh my goodness!
Yes, put out the world.
Are you kidding me?
First,
no, we got to start a Kickstarter for this, dude.
Yes,
We could be like those middle-aged monks. I mean, the monks in the Middle Age, and just we'll go rent some kind of dilapidated stone building up in the hills, and we'll just work on this for like years.
Right. I'm going to start a GoFundMe the second we get off of this.
Yes, because we need the GoFundMe to actually we're going to like market and promote it, but we need somebody to actually sit there and do it.
Do you know how long it's going to take?
And can
us?
We put in? Well, the,
won't take us very long.
Can we put in the GoFundMe? A budget for a couple of those Nordstrom rocks. Just they're company
sure,
rocks.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll have a budget for those.
Yeah, just I mean, we'll have like some millennial, like you know, kid out of college actually sitting there and doing the emoji writing.
Yeah, we're definitely going to do this.
Oh, right. Oh yeah. Well, we play with the rocks. They'll be the young kids will be doing all the work. We're management.
Like,
we
what would the Ten rocks. Commandments look like in emoji?
Awesome.
Actually, the violence is going to be hard to do because they don't have a lot of violent emojis, and the Bible is filled
with
violence.
When you learn a new language, you only have like a limited vocabulary, and it's like a puzzle. So this is going to be the same. Like you have to, you're going to just have to figure it out with the emojis that are given you.
Right. Like how? Like what does "Thou shalt not kill" look like in emoji? I'm trying to look on my phone.
Like y'all are going to have like the circle with the red X through it. And
is that an emoji? Do they have that?
And then the finger. Yeah, that's
circle
an emoji.
Circle with the red X, like the Ghostbusters symbol?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the finger pointing out at you.
Thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's wife. Is he get like that peach emoji in there?
Oh, that's easy. That's you, finger, red / eggplant. house woman or along those lines.
Yeah. Okay. I could see it. Yeah.
It's a great
idea. I
think
that would be good. Maybe we might have to start with like some sort of like bathroom reader of maybe just like certain Bible verses in emoji.
Oh, by the way, guess who invented the emoji?
Oh,
the Japanese. I bet you we could go to the emoji museum while we're there.
Okay. They're on top of everything. All right, so great stuff. Do we have a hashtag for this week? I feel like outdoor sex couch is in the running. I don't know how much we want to tweet about that.
might not be a good idea.
We talked about so many different things today. Emoji Bible we have the talked about the leather pouch.
Okay.
The hash pouch. Or could we work together some kind of phrasing for the hash brown?
What about
pouch?
Emoji Bible?
Emoji Bible? Sure. Because that could really get some grassroots movement going on that.
I'm in the middle of starting a GoFundMe.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect.
Wow. Yeah. You've got a lot of time on your hands, too, to do that.
It's all happening. All right. So great stuff once again. And we will be back in 1 week's time as we do our last News AF before Christmas. Can you believe it?
What?
Oh, yeah,
we also have a Tyson's Tweet of the Week.
Tyson's Tweet of the Week.
For tweeting birds?
Yes.
Can you play it?
Oh, the sounds of tweeting birds?
Yeah.
I would probably need some advance notice on that, but
give me 10 seconds
and see if...
Maybe just open up your window and we can listen to the sound of tweeting birds outside your house.
Let's see. Tweeting birds. Let's see. We'll have this.
Oh. That's it.
It's relaxing.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
This is our Tyson's Tweet of the Week, and it's a tweet directed at our News AF, at Be Our Guest Mike. Hey, Rob, Tyson, and Danny, the mouth trumpet never disappoints. Love that smooth jazz.
You know what? We might be able to go fund an album of Rob's mouth trumpet. Maybe we go fund
right,
that
well,
first.
I have another song that I've been working on to add to the album.
Oh, let's
okay.
Play
well,
us off.
Let me just say thanks again to everyone who's been watching us live here on our YouTube channel, youtube.newsaf.news. Also, you can subscribe and leave us your feedback at newsaf.news. You can follow Danny on Twitter at Danny Bryson and at Tyson Apostle, both on the Twitter. And thanks so much to our News AF intern Lita and the editor of the News AF podcast, Scott St. Pierre. And in honor of the premiere of the new Star Wars movie, Danny, you going to go see that?
Do not get me started.
Yes. Why? You don't like it?
Oh, my gosh. Please.
Please take you to see it?
I mean, I've considered moving to a small cabin in the woods so I don't have to listen about Star Wars for the rest of my life.
Wow. Do you know Tyson was in a Star Wars video?
It's not that. It's I know he is. It's not that Star Wars is bad. It's just that I constantly have to hear about it.
From who?
Well, from everyone. It's on the news all the time. It's like Disney got a hold of it, and now they're going to thrust it into my face.
Okay.
Every day on the internet, there's a story about Rogue One and people going absolutely crazy. I'm beginning to think it might
Star
be
Star Wars
cult.
Is a cult?
The Star Wars cult. People love it so much that if... you know, some Star Wars character came out and told him to drink a bunch of Kool-Aid.
What about Star Wars told an emoji, Tyson?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
next. But we're working on the Bible right now.
Yeah, we're working on the Bible first. All right. Be on the lookout for the GoFundMe.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Oh, very nice.
Love that smooth jazz. Oh, God, that's great.
Surprised Rob isn't getting tons more girlfriends with trumpet playing
yes.
like that.
All right. And have a good one, everybody. Take care.